Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
STEM Day is a chance for our middle school students that are out in the area throughout southeastern Michigan to come to campus and have engaging sessions that are about 40 minutes long each and related to STEM. So they're all hands-on, they're interactive, put on by many of our faculty from all 13 of our schools and colleges around campus.
What are some of those schools and colleges?
So schools and colleges include our School of Medicine, our Eugene Applebaum College of Pharmacy, the College of Nursing, College of Engineering, literally every partner that we could possibly imagine from academic programming is partnered up with us for STEM Day to participate in this event.
All of them within Wayne State University?
Those yes. Are,
okay. And then other schools, middle school students coming for what schools? All in Metro Detroit?
Yeah, it's throughout Metro Detroit. So this year we have about 45 schools that will be participating. So both from the immediate area of Detroit, both within Detroit Public School Community District, as well as some charter schools, all the way out into the suburbs. So we have students from Lake Orion that are going to be with us,
wow.
Out from Farmington Hills. There's lots of different schools that are all coming together to be a part of this day.
How many total students do you think?
So we're going to have about 2,500 students, that we're continuing to grow. So last year we were at 2,100, and this year we'll have 2,500.
And they're all signed up already? They're pre-registered?
They are, okay. Yes.
So what are they going to learn specifically? Break down the STEM mm-hmm. classes and the STEM fields. You touched on them with the different mm-hmm. partnering schools and colleges, but what is STEM?
So STEM is really everywhere that we are, and that's something we wanted to bring to the program this year as opposed to the last 2 years. So while we'll still have a lot of the same physical sciences, fire tornadoes, and looking at genes and computer programming and things like that, we also wanted to take it out one step further. So our law school is going to be part of this, and they're going to be talking about a patent, for example. How do you get a patent? Or environmental law, which we know has been really popular with all the Flint water crisis. So we are trying to take that and take it one step further, because students can pursue something not only just being a scientist or a researcher, but there's so much more and so many ways that STEM affects their life as they grow up.
Well, that's true. People don't think about that, but there are a lot of other industries that STEM affects, and those industries also affect the STEM fields.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just mentioned attorneys. Any other industries out there that would somehow be related into the science, technology, engineering, or math fields?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as I mentioned, law is a very big one.
Yeah.
We're also looking at the School of Social Work. So our School of Social Work works to try and partner with even the College of Nursing to make sure that in the School of Medicine, to make sure they're giving well-rounded care to individuals that they're serving. So it's not just about the physical well-being, but it's also about the mental well-being of people.
Okay, so let's say I'm little Tommy, and I'm going to a middle school in Metro Detroit, and I'm going to show up for STEM Day.
Mm-hmm.
You said these are 40-minute sessions.
Mm-hmm.
What can little Tommy expect to see on STEM Day?
So we're going to have all kinds of great things. We have a lot of old favorites coming back, the walking on water, the unicorn slime, fire tornadoes, computer programming, which is really fun for the students to get some hands-on stuff too. But we have some new stuff too. We're doing DNA extractions from oranges, which is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about sports medicine and how that falls into athletic training for students this year. We also are bringing back cybersecurity. We're going to have ultrasound machines for students to actually see how does an ultrasound work. Finger casting again, drone technology, egg car crashes, clouds in a bottle, so much more for these students to experience.
So this is fun stuff. This isn't what people might consider
mm-hmm.
when they, stereotypically think of the STEM fields. These are really exciting things we're talking about. I mean, extracting DNA from fruit.
Yep.
That's pretty neat. Fire tornadoes. What is that?
A fire tornado?
Yeah.
So a fire tornado is really cool if you haven't seen it. We will probably do some Facebook Living with that one again this year. So it's a chance for students to actually see how a tornado was formed using some different chemicals to create an actual fire. So it's really cool to be able to see the dynamics and how that works from a chemical balance standpoint.
So that's something that somebody might see in a real wildfire or a house fire. Is that the idea behind it?
Possibly. But it also demonstrates, too, like how tornadoes are really formed.
Okay. With fire.
Correct.
Which makes it cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really cool. Okay. So what are some of the careers that these middle school students will be mm-hmm. exposed to?
So the idea of STEM Day, in essence, really is all about exposing them to future academic programs that they could pursue in the long run, or pathways that they could pursue when it comes to careers. So maybe it is being a researcher and working in some kind of lab setting. Maybe it is being a lawyer or a doctor or a nurse. Maybe it's being a social worker. So we just want to make sure that the students, when they're coming here, are getting a chance to see some different opportunities and different avenues that they may not have ever known about in the past, that they could consider pursuing additional research or getting their teachers to find additional topics on when they get back to their classroom. Or it's something that maybe that they are inspired to want to pursue long term when they do get to the choice of making college decisions.
Yeah, because they still have to go to high school and then college eventually. Hopefully, you know, Wayne State University is where they end up. But one of those things that we talked about, I think even this morning, was cybersecurity analysts.
Yes.
There are millions of jobs available in that industry. And so this could be not only an interesting career for a medical student, maybe their interest has peaked because of this, but that could lead to long-lasting benefits just for them, but also for the general society overall.
Yeah, I think that a program like STEM Day is really great because we know that there is so much talent here within the southeastern Michigan area. We really want to make sure that we're able to foster and hone in on that talent and get that talent to stay. There's more and more companies that are moving into our neighborhood at Wayne State, just in our backyard here in Detroit. And we want to make sure that we're able to inspire the youth to want to pursue those different opportunities and then hopefully stay and long-term continue to help the growth of that area.
Okay. This year, you didn't do this last year, I guess, but you have sponsorships for STEM Day?
Yes.
Who are they?
So we have a number of sponsors. So STEM.org, who we had partnered with to become accredited. So our STEM Day program at Wayne State now is a nationally accredited program through STEM.org. It's one of the few in the country, and we're really proud of that this year. And through that accreditation process, they were really interested in finding out how they could be more involved. So they were one of our first sponsors that came on board. We also have several other partners. So Mike's Pizza, which is housed out of Little Caesars Arena, and Delbana Produce down at Eastern Market. It will be feeding all the students that will be housed at Mike Ilitch School of Business.
Wow.
Which is really great. We're honored to have them. Microsoft is a partner of ours. They're obviously hosting a number of students down at their headquarters for the event. We're also partnering up with Creation Crate, which is a STEM-based subscription box, a service that students can partake in even after the fact. But they're going to be giving us some prizes so we can raffle those off to some parents as well as some teachers to make sure that we're continuing the involvement of STEM after STEM Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.